doctors say it hits quite, I know it is.
No, my sister and I used to play with my aunt's nookie, and she'd save them for us. And one time we saved them all and shook it all together to get all we could, you know, and we didn't know not to swallow it, and swallowed it and got sick. My sister fell out of a china berry tree.
Right.
And I always, every time, my mother-in-law put snuff, but every time I see snuff, I always can remember us playing, we played in the sand with them, and of course we shook them all like good folk. And I always remember down at my aunt's.
Well, my mama and papa got me to using snuff. Mama gave me snuff, and papa had itchy back. And if I was in the field, my teeth got hurting so bad I couldn't work. He gave me tobacco. I let it lay on there, you know. It kind of helped even it off. Till I got home, I thought, but I've had several tell me that that was better on my nerves than taking medicine.
Did
that was a kind of a dope, that medicine. And I don't want it to be a good thing.
Well, you can take too much. Some medicine's good, but it's like everything else.
You
it can all be used
since
too
I've
much.
Been going this kind of practice, I ain't taking good medicine.
And 83 and don't take any medicine.
Right.
I didn't write down when your birthday was. The other day you told me before.
7th day of August.
August the 7th. What year?
1890.
So you told me and I didn't have my play on. Then I got home and couldn't remember. 1890. And what month yours?
Mine is September 28, 1909.
All of them, the doctors. I can't get none of the doctors to believe that I'm as old as I am, but that's what my mama said.
And you think your mama told the truth about
she can go by the other members of the family too. Yeah. She got one brother living and two sisters, and they're all as old.
Well, it does tend to sort of run in families, people's
well,
ages, you know.
I tell you, my mother died at 67, but she had a tumor right below her navel, and it killed her.
Mm-hmm.
So my papa lived to be 84.
But you'll find a lot of times brothers and sisters in the same family, you know. That
my older sister, she was... She was the oldest one of them. And there's two between me and her. And she ain't been dead but...
About 3 years.
About 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she was up in 90, wasn't she?
Yeah, when she died.
Mm-hmm. Did she live in Griffin?
She's dead.
No, but did she live in Griffin?
Oh, yes. She was living with a daughter. Her husband's dead.
Mm-hmm.
She lived with her children. So... She died. Well, she died in the hospital, but she was in the home.
She sure was sick a long time.
Mm-hmm.
She fell and broke her hip twice.
Now that's one of the worst things when you're old, because your bones will break and she's usually here.
Both them doctors up there today bragged on me, said, listen, he come rolling on a woman out. She was a young woman too, in a road shed. You seen it.
Yes, I
said. And you know, he says, you're a miracle. Says, now, we know you've been blocked in there. We've been here a long time, and you can't use your feet and legs. All the way I can do is to drag them.
Mm-hmm.
When I move them, I can pick them up,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Just don't have any use of your
muscles. And my knees,